In this screencast, I'll walk you through the fundamentals of writing CRM 2011 JavaScript web resources using ScriptSharp. So the what, why, and how of ScriptSharp is well beyond the scope of this screencast. I'm going to assume one of two things if you're watching this screencast. One, you're familiar with ScriptSharp, and you just want to see using it in a CRM 2011 context. Or two, you're going to take my advice and pause this video, jump over to channel9.msdn.com, type ScriptSharp in the search box, click search, and the first link you'll see is a link to a great session on ScriptSharp from the Mix 11 conference. This session is delivered by Nikhil Kattari, who is the author of ScriptSharp. So after you watch this video, if you bought into the concept of using ScriptSharp and all the benefits that both the video and the ScriptSharp site talk about you getting by using ScriptSharp to compile C# code into JavaScript, then you'll unpause from here and watch the rest of this video. All right, so we're going to start in Visual Studio. We're going to create a new project, and we're going to select the Dynamic CRM section. Now, if you don't have a Dynamic CRM section and you don't have these templates, then you haven't dug into the latest versions of the SDK. Within the folder that you unzip the contents of the SDK to, there's a Tools folder, then there's a Developer Toolkit folder, and then there's an installer that you'll install that will give you these templates here. So the first thing we'll do is we'll build a CRM package. So we'll just call this ScriptSharp test package. If you haven't used the developer toolkit before, I strongly suggest you read through the SDK. There's good documentation on how you use the developer toolkit, what you can do with it. But the first thing the template will do is prompt you with a dialog to connect to a CRM server, specify login, specify an organization, and specify the solution that you want these changes to go into. If you're not familiar with these terms, then I suggest you do some review on the CRM SDK to understand what these are all about. But I'm going to be using a CRM online instance, so I'm going to pick dev.crm.dynamics.com. Of course, it's HTTPS, so I want to connect. Since this is CRM Online, I'll use my live ID. If this is on-prem, you'd be pointing to your on-prem discovery server and using your Windows credentials. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and log in here. Next, it's going to query the discovery service to tell me what organizations I have available to me. I'll grab my ScriptSharp test, and then it'll tell me what solutions exist in this organization. I'm going to grab ScriptSharp test solution. I'll click OK. All right, the first thing I want to do is bring up CRM Explorer, which is part of the toolkit. So I'll say Alt V for view, and we'll bring up CRM Explorer. What this gives us is a view within Visual Studio to our CRM organization. It allows me to browse things like web resources, option sets, etc. Right now, we'll just focus on web resources, and we'll notice that there are no scripts deployed. So what I'm going to do is come over to Solution Navigator, and I actually want to add a new item. We'll pick a JScript file, and we'll call this ScriptSharp test. So the first thing we'll do here has nothing to do with ScriptSharp just yet. It's just going through the mechanics of using the developer toolkit to deploy web resources right from Visual Studio. So we'll come in here, we'll create a JavaScript function. We'll call this dkdt_test. I don't want any parameters. And we'll do something like a JavaScript alert. And I am using ReSharper, so if my IDE looks a little bit different than what you're used to, that's because I'm a big fan of ReSharper and I use it heavily. And we'll just say hello. All right, so from within Visual Studio, what we've said is we've got the CRM package and we want to deploy a JavaScript file to this solution from Visual Studio. So this is a nice way of being able to have all your JavaScript web resources integrated into Visual Studio, being able to check them in and check them out using source control and all that good stuff. So now if I right click this and say deploy, what this is going to do is it's going to take whatever's in this local package, publish it to the CRM server, into the CRM solution that we specified earlier. All right, so my deploy succeeded, and we can go straight to that solution right from within CRM Explorer. So if I click on that, it'll bring up Visual Studio, and we can see that this solution, ScriptSharp Test, has one web resource inside of it. So now if I wanted to, for example, add an entity to this solution, I'll pick the account. And what we're going to do is we're going to call this script when the account form loads, right? So we'll bring the account entity into the solution. I'm going to get a dialog here real quick that says that there are some dependencies. I'll just quickly say, okay. All right, now I'm tracking the account entity in my solution. So then I can come back to Visual Studio. I can actually double click on the account entity. And I get a nice integrated experience here to work with the account entity. So I want to come in and customize the form. I'll quickly customize the form. We'll select the form properties. I want to add my JavaScript web resource, so I'll find it. Add it. Then what I want to do here is use it in the form, and I want to wire it up to be called when the form's on load event fires. So we'll add, I think I called it test. Let's confirm that. Yep, it's called DKDT underscore test. I'll say okay. I'll save this. I'll publish it. And then right from CRM Explorer, we can go to the organization. Come over here to account, and we'll create a new one. And once the form loads, we'll see a JavaScript alert there. All right, so not terribly exciting, but I've kind of showed you the mechanics of using the developer toolkit to manage and deploy JavaScript web resources. All right, so the next step that we want to do is actually recreate what we just did. Let's go ahead and get these out of the way. Using ScriptSharp. So instead of writing JavaScript, we want to write C-sharp code that gets compiled into JavaScript. All right, so we'll come over here. We'll right click. We'll add a new project. And then I will pick, under ScriptSharp, I'll pick script library. And I'll call this ScriptSharp test. Key here is that the library name is going to correspond to what I called this JavaScript file. And the reason for that is that ScriptSharp will actually create a JavaScript file for me from my C-sharp library. And so I want these names to match so that what actually gets copied over here or gets compiled gets copied into this physical directory. I'll click OK. So we'll find that physical directory. I happen to have it over here already. So we'll go into projects, ScriptSharp test, package, web resources, JScript, right? So if you look over here, Visual Studio, that's this project. We're navigating down to where this physical file is. And so I'll take this and copy it. I'll paste it here, click OK. And the first thing you see is that Visual Studio is telling me, hey, by the way, something externally changed that JavaScript file. And that is because out of the box, ScriptSharp will generate a new JavaScript file for us. And so if we have to look at this JavaScript file now, you'll notice it looks completely different. Don't get scared by this just yet. We'll get there. All right, so now I'm going to come back into my class here. And I actually want to do something here. I want to put all my ScriptSharp stuff in a solution folder. So let's move this and rename it to ScriptSharp stuff. All right, so let's move that library in there. Let's rename this class. And so I want this class to be named something corresponding to my form. So I'll call this account form. And I'll go ahead and close this file for now so we don't get that pop-up happening over and over again. And then I can come in here and I can clean this up a little bit. And we'll create a public static method called onLoad. And here We'll just say script dot alert. Hello. So now notice this is in JavaScript. So in script sharp, this script class has things like the JavaScript alert function and others inside of it. And so now if I F6 this, or I build it, and we come back over to our JavaScript file, you can see that it's starting to compile what I'm writing in C sharp into JavaScript. Now again, at this point, I'm assuming you bought into Script Sharp either because you knew about it before or you watched the Mix 11 video that Nikhil Qatari delivered. So I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time espousing the virtues of Script Sharp here. I'm just going to keep going. So if you know something about Script Sharp, you know that it generates both the sort of final scripts that are somewhat minified, and then it also generates debug scripts. So let's bring that one in. First, I'm going to come back over to my directory here. It's already created a debug file, so I'm just going to delete that for a second. And this is important when using the developer toolkit, because remember, web resources on a CRM server don't necessarily map to the physical names of these files. So you have to come through the developer toolkit, and we'll call this script sharp-test.debug.js. Right, so corresponding to the file that Script Sharp is going to generate for us. Click Add. And if we right-click on the properties here, again, you'll notice that this is going to be called something different once it's deployed. So if I build this again, notice that this is a little bit easier to read. It puts the code on the right lines, and the JavaScript isn't minified, right? So this is what you would probably deploy to the server at development time, so you could attach the Internet Explorer debugger and all that good stuff. At some point, what you might do is when you move to production, you'd come in here and you say properties, you'd switch this from, you know, CRM web resource to none. Therefore, when you right click this and deploy again, it won't actually deploy to your server. Okay, so I'm gonna come back here and I'm gonna change a little bit of this code because I wanna say hello from script. Sure, we'll build again. We'll go look at our file, right? And of course it compiled our C sharp down into JavaScript. All right, so now I'm gonna take this and deploy it again. All right, we can come back to CRM Explorer. I can double click on my account entity and we need to update our form, because our JavaScript is named something different now. So we'll select our form properties. We can go ahead and double click Script Sharp Test. Notice that it's actually called something else now. It's called Script Sharp Test.AccountForm.Unload. And I actually like this namespace approach better than what I've used in the past, which is, you know, DKDT underscore, you know, the prefix, solution prefix or the publisher prefix. And so we'll come over here and we'll change this. And really the reason I like this is it's more readable, right? So if I click OK, I'll click again, we'll save and publish this. And now if I come back over to my org and I click new, this time we should say hello from Script Sharp. All right, so nothing terribly exciting other than we've kind of worked through the mechanics of getting Script Sharp up and running. So the next thing I want to do here is talk about how we might write code against the xrm.star client libraries that are part of CRM 2011. So the way that Script Sharp works is it has this notion of import libraries or C sharp classes that essentially stub out what a JavaScript library would look like so that you can write C-sharp code against it, right? And that's precisely, if you look at any of these references and you look at them in object browser, that's precisely what some of these things do. And in some other cases, there's actually code that gets generated. And so we're gonna come in here and we're gonna add our own. Now it would be nice if one of these libraries already existed for the xrm.star set of client libraries. I'm not aware of any that do, so I'm gonna show you how you can get up and running to build your own out. Ideally, in the future, there might be some NuGet package, for example, or some code sample that had all of this stuffed out. I may even go to the extent of doing it myself when I find the time to do it. But at least for now, I'll walk you through how you can do this yourself. So I'm just going to call this thing script.xrm. I'm using the same basic naming convention that is used over here. I'll click OK. I'll just rename this class here from class 1 to xrm.cs. And I actually don't want this class to be called xrm. I want the namespace to be xrm. I want to clean this up here. Again, I'm using ReSharper. So if you're not familiar with some of the things that you're seeing, it's ReSharper. And then this class is going to be page, right? xrm.page. I'm going to reference this from my ScriptSharp test library, the library that's actually compiling down to JavaScript for me. And so I'll add a reference to this, and it'll be a project reference. And then for my account form, I want to say using XRM. Right? And then down here, I want to say, or I could, you know, if I'm, depending on your tools, right, I could come in here and I could say, you know, xrm.page. Now, I want to use C# syntax, so I want to say context. And then there's a function in the CRM SDK, right? So let's bring that up real quick, called getServerURL. All right, so we can take a look at that method. There it is. So I'll come back over here, and again, I want to use C# syntax, so I'll call get server URL. Now, of course, none of this exists, so the first thing I need to do here is tell ReSharper to go ahead and create a field for context for me. And I want to call this context. And we'll just go ahead and create the class context. And so then I want to go ahead and create my method, getServerURL. And this is going to be a string. And we'll just return null. Because remember, we're just sort of stubbing out this API. Now the next thing we need to do is put an attribute on this. And this is part of ScriptSharp that basically says the ScriptSharp compiler, don't actually generate a page class and a context class because I'm going to reference a JavaScript library that'll pull this stuff in. So I'll put imported here. And so now I can say string server URL. And then I can say script.alert server URL. And now, again, this is all C# code. When I fix this or build it, I need to move this up here. And I'll build it again. Build succeeded. Now I can come over to my JavaScript file, and you can see that it's now calling xrm.page.context.getServerURL, right? And so the way that this works is that this stub set of classes here allows me to write C# code against this API using C# naming conventions, and then ScriptSharp takes care of compiling it to JavaScript and translating it into the proper JavaScript naming conventions, which in this case is lowercase context and lowercase get server URL, which in fact, if you look at the JavaScript reference, that's exactly what it looks like in JavaScript. All right, so now I can publish this or deploy it. Come back to my solution. I can publish the customizations. and come over to accounts, create a new one. And this time I get both JavaScript alerts. The second one did in fact use xrm.page.context.getServerURL, and it actually returned the proper server URL. So that's the first walkthrough, is basically how we can use Script Sharp to accomplish this. Now, of course, in my case, for every new part of the XRM, you know, page API, I need to come over and figure out the API, implement it in the stub here, and kind of flesh out this process. As I said earlier, it would be ideal that everybody would have, you know, a copy of this stub assembly already. And I'm, you know, working on trying to get something published for folks who are interested in using this approach. Now, there's another use for this, and that's to write logic once that can be used both in a server-side plugin and in client-side code. Now, the caveat here is that the scope of logic that you can write is very narrow, given that this has to be logic that can work in C# code and in JavaScript code. But I'll walk you through this process because I think it can be pretty useful in a lot of validation scenarios. So we'll come in here. We're going to add another project, and in this case, we'll come back to the Dynamics CRM, grab a plugin library. We'll just name it Plugins1 for now, and click OK. Now, what this does is this adds the plugin project, as well as it adds a reference to the package project. So remember, this package project is responsible for deploying everything into the solution. And so the plugin now will be deployed as well. And so to create a plugin, I just have to come over to CRM Explorer and come into Entities. I can right-click my account, for example, and select Create Plugin. This tool is really handy. If you've never seen created plugins this way, it's a real time saver. And come in, I can specify the message. In this case, I'll say Create. And then I'll run as the column user. We'll say pre-validation, server only. All is good. I'll click OK. What this is going to do is it's going to create a class for me. And notice that it inherits from this class plugin. And if I go over there, it inherits from iPlugin. And this base class just implements a bunch of things, you know, sort of infrastructure, and gets access to your plugin context and your tracing service and your organization service, so you don't have to do any of that wire up code. And then you can just come in here and write your own plugin logic. So let's say we want to write some basic validation code. Now, you're never going to be able to write code in a plugin that corresponds to form code, but you may be able to factor some of your code in a reusable fashion. And here's a very simple example. I'm going to come into my Script Sharp test library. So this is the library that gets compiled into JavaScript, and I'm going to add a new item. And under Script Sharp, I'm just going to add another script class. And we'll call this shared validation.cs. Okay? Let's close the other stuff. And then in this class, I'm going to have a public static method called adds up to 10, right? And then I'm going to take param 1, param 2, param 3, right? And so let's say that what I want to do here is I want to verify that values in three different numeric text boxes add up to 10. Right? Let's actually fix that. All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to say return param 1 plus param 2 plus param 3 is equal to 10. And of course, this needs to be a bool. And I can build that. All right, so now if we go back over to our JavaScript file that got compiled, we see that we now have a function called adds up to 10. And so I can use this from JavaScript, so I could do some conditional stuff and then prevent the form saving based on calling adds up to 10 and passing in those three parameters from the form. And of course, now that I can use script sharp, I might actually want to do it, you know, in a class here. So I can wire up on save and all that good stuff, right? I think you kind of get the idea there. Well, what I can also do is I can come into my plugin and I can say add existing item, navigate up to my package, then into my script sharp project, select add as link, and because this only has basic logic inside of it, right, and I can actually clean that up, I can actually still call it, even though it was used primarily at first to build and compile into JavaScript, I can actually use it for my plugin code as well, right? So I can come over back to my plugin code and we can, you know, say shared validation dot adds up to 10. Here, I'll just, you know, hard code 5, you know, and 4. Right, and I could say, you know, if then, let's say if it's not, doesn't add up to 10, right, for my plugin, I can say, you know, throw invalid plugin execution exception, and I could say, you know, values don't add up. Now, of course, what I would do before here is instead of hard coding it, I would do something like get the values and pass to adds up to 10. But I didn't want to, you know, spend too much time on the plugin. I think you kind of get the point here. And the point is that we can write logic, albeit fairly rudimentary logic, right? Because it has to be able to translate into JavaScript as well as work in C sharp. We can write some basic validation logic that can be shared across both JavaScript and a plugin, right? So if I wanted to, I can just come in here now. I can, you know, very quickly just to prove that, you know, it deploys and everything's honky-dory. I can sign the assembly, we'll create a new one, call it temp, and I can deploy this. Oops. I rebuilt, but it didn't deploy, so let's deploy it. All right, so now let's go back over to our solution. Let's refresh it. Notice that I've got this deployed. If I come over to my account and I create a new one, that stuff's working. I'll type something in here. We'll click save and close. And it saves successfully. All right, so let's go back over here and let's go back into our plugin and let's do something that doesn't add up to 10. So 1, 3, that doesn't add up to 10, right? Just so we can show that this fails now. So let's deploy it. It's gonna build it, then assuming the build is successful, it'll deploy it. All right, deploy succeeded. So let's jump back over to accounts. Let's create a new one. And this can be anything here. And this time, I get a business process error that says that the values didn't add up. All right, so this just proves that the plugin logic executed and we wrote the logic once, it was used in JavaScript, and it was used inside of a plugin. Okay, so in this screencast, I showed you how to just get the fundamentals of using Script Sharp with CRM 2011 going. I showed you how you can use Script Sharp in conjunction with linked files to build some reusable logic that can run both in JavaScript as well as in plugin code. This really just scratches the surface of possibilities with Script Sharp, but hopefully it got you thinking and interested in downloading Script Sharp yourself and trying it out. So if it wasn't obvious from the beginning to get Script Sharp, you just come over here to projects.nikhilk.net/scriptsharp. Download this file right here. There's a installer inside of it. You install it and you'll get those templates.